guys. So I'm back. I recorded something earlier, but I just wanted to talk to you guys again because after I recorded that, I just got home and I started feeling like super depressed, super sad. And I was like, why do I feel like this? And then I started thinking and I started stressing. And then I was like, what is wrong with me? Like, what's really going on with me? I recorded this great podcast. I was so happy. And it feels like there's so much deeper wounds that aren't being addressed. And I talk about these things in therapy all the time. And it's like, I even asked people today on my phone, like people who are my friends and stuff. And I'm like, why do I stress over people leaving my life? Why does that affect me so bad? Why do I get upset if somebody doesn't text me or call me? Why do I freak out? Why do I think that they're leaving my life? Why do I go through these moments of, you know, just trying to figure it out? And I know, like, in my mind, I'm like, Sherelle, that's not healthy. It's not healthy to be like this. It's not healthy to fixate or worry about if somebody's going to leave your life. It's not healthy to fixate and worry about if you're going to get a text or a call. Like, I don't know why I'm like that. And it's scary because I talked to my therapist about it and she's just like, you got to stop worrying about if somebody leave your life. You got to stop stressing. You got to just move on and don't freak out about it. And it's just like, it's so hard for me. And I don't know what causes that. That feeling of abandonment is so strong in me. And I don't know where it comes from. You know what I'm saying? Like, growing up, I don't know what caused that. You know, I don't know why I'm the way I am. And it bugs me because it's like, I'll meet, like, people and I'll literally push them away or push myself away from them because I'm always having this fear that people are going to leave my life. I'm always having this fear people are not going to be here. And it's scary because I don't get to enjoy dating. I don't get to enjoy someone being in my life because the whole time they're in my life, I'm worrying about if they're going to be here tomorrow, if they're going to leave, if they're, you know, and it's just not healthy for me to fixate on these things. And I'm tired because it's not good for me to live a life like that. You know, I'm tired. I don't want to live a life where I have to constantly be worried about if somebody's gonna be in my life today or tomorrow, or if somebody's gonna show up or not show up. Like, it sucks because that's how I live my life. And it's like, I don't, and it didn't hit me till after I recorded that stuff and I got home and I was like, what is really going on with me? And like my therapist said, it's something that I need to dig in myself, you know, dig deep into myself to find out why. And I don't know why. But I hate it because I feel like it causes so much of a conflict in my relationships. It causes so much of a, and I'm getting emotional because it causes sadness in me because I can't enjoy what normal people enjoy because every time I meet somebody or I try to enjoy somebody new in my life, I'm always fixating on, are they going to leave? Like today, for instance, like, I really was like waiting on a text from somebody and I was like, man, I want to talk to this person. This person works at night. So I'm like, all right, cool. I'm not going to text them because last time I spoke to them was 10 o'clock last night. So I'm like, okay, cool. Let me, you know, let them sleep because they got off at 7 o'clock this morning. So I didn't text this person all day. I let them sleep. Mind you, this person goes to work at 8 o'clock each night. So I'm like, okay, cool. So I'm waiting all day, like thinking like, okay, maybe they'll text me about 7, 7:30 on their way to work. Never got a text, never got a call. It's not 8:52. Haven't heard from this person all day. No text, no call, no nothing. And so I'm sitting here like, I'm wondering if this person is waiting on a text or call from me. But at the same time, I'm like, well, I was waiting on one from them because they're the one who was sleeping. I didn't want to bother them. But then I'm sitting here like, maybe I'm just overthinking this whole thing. I don't even know, y'all. But it was just like this battle I had with myself. And then I'm telling myself like, oh, Sherelle, you should have known that was going to happen. This person was going to leave your life anyway. So what did you expect? And it's like, I'm not upset with the person for not texting. I'm not going to say I'm not upset with the person for not texting me. I'm more so just like, why wouldn't they hit me up? Because, you know, they would sleep during the day. So I'm thinking when they woke up, they would have texted me. But they didn't. So I'm like, And like I told you guys, my therapist has this theory that if a man don't text you, don't text them. Let them text you. Don't chase them. And I get it. But at the same time, I'm just not understanding it. I'm not understanding, like, what, man? I can't, man. It's only got one hand.
Here you go.
So I'm just, like, not understanding,
put some makeup.
Like, why people do things you do, or close your eyes, like, come over here. Or, you know, why things kind of happen the way they do. Like, I don't understand it. You know, let me see. Oh, hold on. Is it in your eye? All right, go show Nani. Go see what she thinks. All right, go show off. Here, take this. Why is it on your cheek? So, it's just like so many things I just want to deal with or try to have an understanding of, because it gets to the point where I just get tired. It's tiring and draining because, for one, it drains me that I have to worry myself so much as somebody leave my life. For two, it drains me because I have to have that fear on me. And three, it's like I can't be in control of another person and what they choose to do. And it's like I have to get that through my head. And just because someone leaves doesn't mean it was my fault or I did something. It's like I can't be in control of every freaking thing that happened in my life or who stays, who goes, or who. It's just, it's draining, guys. And I'm like, do what? I ought to put some on there. So it's just draining, you guys. You already have some on your cheeks, Madison. Okay. Blended in at least or something. Okay. Alright, that's enough. Alright, take this thing. Go show Nani. So it's just, like I said, it's draining. It's extremely draining, and I'm tired because it takes everything out of me to be worrying about another human being. And it's like, I can't keep living my life like this. I can't keep pushing people away because of my fears. I can't keep living in the past. I can't keep worrying about other people. It's like, I have got to get a grip on it. And the reason I'm telling y'all this is because I know somebody out there listening that can relate. Somebody out there who's been hurt from their past and who's been had trauma. And it's affected their present, and they've taken everything. And I was watching divorce court today, actually, too, and the judge was telling this lady, her husband was like a pathological liar, and the judge told her, she said, look, it was Judge Faith on divorce court. She said, look, just because this man hurt you, don't bring that into your next relationship. Don't take that out on the next person because they didn't do anything to you. And it hit me because I was like, every time I date somebody, I bring my past into that relationship. I make that person pay for what somebody else did. I make that person feel bad, or I'll get on them, or I don't believe them, and I'll push them away, or I'll push myself away. And it's like, Sherelle, you gotta stop doing that. You gotta just let people be who they are. You gotta stop, you know, putting your past on other people, because it's not fair to them. It's not fair to you. Like, yeah, I've been hurt, but does it mean I have to keep dragging that pain? I'm tired of dragging that pain. I'm tired of taking that baggage to everywhere I go. Like, I'm ready to take the garbage to the garbage and leave it there, because I'm at breaking point. I'm tired. Tired of it being depressed. I'm tired of, you know, worrying so much about other people. It's like, I need to start worrying more about Sherelle. I can't control another person, but I can't control me. And quite frankly, it's like getting old. You know, today it just hit me like, Sherelle, you gotta stop this. Like, you gotta let go. You know, and I feel like if people are gonna leave my life, then that's what they're gonna do. But it's nothing I can do. I gotta keep going. I have a daughter to worry about. I have a job to worry about. I have all these things going on around me. And I don't want to let one person or any other thing dictate that and affect my mood or affect my life. Because it's getting to that point where it's that draining, you know? I don't want to allow someone to have that power over me, because I feel like when you worry so much about another person, or you worry if they're going to leave your life, or they're going to hurt you, or, you know, you... All right, guys, sorry about that. But yeah, that got half of that recording got cut off. But like I said, it's just at that breaking point where it's just draining me. I can't keep living my life like this. It's not healthy. It's breaking me down daily. And I'm tired. Like, I can't keep doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I watch myself on Mother's Day cry over a guy because he ghosted me. And I didn't even get to enjoy my Mother's Day. I didn't get to enjoy time with my daughter because I sat in my bed all day and didn't get dressed. And I cried until my eyes were swollen because somebody left my life. When I do meet good people, I say to them all the time, you're going to leave, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. I tell them all about my past, and I just start talking about my past every day. And they look at me, and they're like, why are you still talking about your past? They go, I'm not them those people. Like, what's going on with you? Something ain't right. And they get mad at me, or I can tell, like, the guys will get frustrated, or they get like, what's wrong with you? Like, why are you like this? And it's like, I'm tired. I know they're tired. People who I meet are tired of hearing about my past, and so am I. Like, it's like, at some point, I got to let it go. I'll be real with you. In all my relationships, the guys weren't perfect, but I wasn't either. But yeah, I've been hurt, but I don't want that hurt to keep affecting my life because it's not healthy. It's not healthy. I gotta let it go. And I cannot keep worrying about other people. I've spent so much time worrying about other people to the point where it's like, I can't do it anymore. I constantly keep worrying about other people. And it's so draining, guys. Like, draining. I can't do it anymore. Like, I literally told somebody today, I was like, I just need a mental health break. I need to get off social media. I need to just put my phone on Do Not Disturb. I need to just shut everything down. But then it was like, Sherelle, why are you shutting everything down? Because you're mad at one person for not texting you because you think they're going to leave your life? Why are you shutting everything down? Because what? It's like, I do stuff like that, y'all. I'm gonna be real with you. If I get upset with somebody on my phone, if one person does something I don't like, or they don't text me, they don't call me, they don't show up, or if I feel like they're gonna leave my life, then I'm like, oh, then I just will go through this phase where I'll shut everything down. I'll just put my phone, Do Not Disturb, and I'll just be like, I'm done. And it's like, I don't want anybody to have that kind of power over me. I don't want anybody to make me feel like if they don't text or call me, if they gonna leave, that I'm gonna shut everything down for this one person. People who don't even deserve it. Like, I'm saying, like, because what's real about it, y'all, is that person that may not text us, may not call us, they may actually be busy. They may actually be going through stuff that they don't want to tell us about. They may actually be leaving our lives. We don't know what's going on, regardless of why that person hasn't called, texted, or showed up for us, or done what they said they was going to do. And even they said they were going to leave life and they left. Like, regardless of the situation, we should not allow somebody to have that kind of power over us. Never. And I want y'all listening to me, never allow a man, especially a man, to have that kind of power over you. Because once somebody gets power over you, they use that against you. Not only that, a lot of times the people that we give our power to don't even, they moving on with their lives. We sitting over here crying and freaking out over them. And a lot of times what they're doing, they're at home doing what they do best. They're working, they're hanging with their friends. They're going about their life. And we're the ones sitting here moping over them and they're not thinking about us. So we got to think about that when we sit in our houses and we sit in our beds and we letting somebody take over us. You can love and care about somebody. I'm not saying don't love and care about them, but don't give them that power. And that's what I'm talking about this too, because I feel like somebody listening can relate, or you may know somebody that is going through the same thing as me, where they allowed so many people they have given their power to so many people. And that's not healthy and it's not okay. And I'm telling you this because I talk about this with my therapist weekly and we talk about all these things. And it's just hitting me because I just talked about this stuff in my session last week. And I'm like, Sherelle, you're giving this person too much power. They don't deserve your power. They don't deserve nothing from you. You know what I'm saying? Like, if this person want to go, let them go. Oh, well. Oh, well. You know, and it's like, I'm not going to lie. Like I said, people have come into my life. People have hurt me. People have said they're going to stay. People have done all kinds of things to me. But regardless, I always, in the back of my mind, I'm always being told by my mom and people around me that the right person stays no matter what. And I just can't keep giving my power to people and things that aren't going to matter in the next week or two. Is this person going to matter next week? Is that problem going to matter next year or next week? It's 9 times out of 10, it's probably not. So are we giving it all that power? We shouldn't be. And I'm realizing, like, as I'm sitting here, I'm starting to dry my tears, you guys, as I'm talking to you guys, because I'm realizing that I can't stress over something that's out of my control. We can't control other people. Like I said earlier in the last episode, we can't control other people, but we can control what we do and how we react. How we react to certain things, we can control that. But we can't control another human being and what they choose to do. And like I said, my therapist hit the nail on the head. I can't stress over somebody doing something. Move on. Life goes on. There's other men out in the world. Who cares? You know, and it's other friends out in the world. You can't, but I can't keep living like this because I'm noticing that this is becoming a pattern with me. I'm noticing that this is happening so much, and I get on here and I talk to you guys and I vent to you guys and I tell you guys what happened to me. And I'm realizing as I'm telling you guys these stories lately about my dating life and what's happening, I'm allowing too many people to have control over me in my mind. And that's not okay because these people should not have that kind of control over me. Because I control me. I control my feelings, not them. And you know what? I was upset, but I'm starting to feel better now that I'm realizing something. I'm talking to you guys because it's hitting me that... It's hitting me like, Sherelle, the right people will stay in your life. You don't got to beg. The right person, you don't have to beg for them to stay in your life. You don't got to plead. You don't got to cry. They're just going to stay. You can have all, let's say you have some flaws and things they don't like. They may not like those flaws, but because they love you enough, they're going to stay and they're going to work with you. The right person, no matter what happens, they're going to show up. They're not going to leave. They're not just going to talk it to you, but they're going to, their actions are going to speak for them too. And dating is tricky sometimes, you guys. Dating is tricky. Making new friends is tricky. But, especially dating, that's really tricky though. But the point is, we got to start dating and living in the moment. Let's stop thinking so far ahead of time when we meet somebody we like. Sometimes I'm not even going to lie. I'm that girl that I meet somebody super cute, somebody I start to like a lot. I start moving forward in my mind thinking about, I'm not even going to lie. I think about, what would our wedding look like? I think about wedding bells and start thinking about, what would our kids look like? I start thinking about all these future things in my mind because I'm starting to like that person that much. But I got to realize, we also got to realize that when you're dating, you're supposed to live in the moment and have fun with it. Your future will come when it comes. You don't got to fast forward so fast in your mind to what you and this person will be doing in 5 years. Because 5 years, that person may not even be in your life. 5 years, you may not even be in that person's life. So what it comes down to is just living in the moment. And that's what I got to start doing. And I'm glad I talked to you guys about this because I feel like it's so many people that can relate to this. And I feel like I need to vent this out because I feel like the reality is I've been giving my power to so many people and I should not have been doing it. And it's not healthy. And I've also just realized in this whole thing that I gotta let go of my past. I gotta let it go. I gotta stop making people who have nothing to do with my past, holding them accountable for my past when they haven't even done anything to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've let so many people who haven't done anything to me, stop messing. I've allowed them to be a part of my past as if they did the hurt when they didn't hurt me. They didn't hurt me, so why should they feel like they did, you know? And a lot of this is a learning experience for me. I'm still learning. I'm still healing, but I just want to enjoy and live in the moment. I don't want to stress so much over a guy or a friendship or whatever. I just don't want to stress over anything in my life, like work, nothing, because I feel like life is short. You're here today, gone tomorrow. People are dying every day. Why should I stress over and give all these things my power? I shouldn't, because they don't deserve my power. They don't deserve my energy. And I always tell you guys about inner peace, and this is like something that disturbs it, and it shouldn't be disturbing it because I shouldn't be letting it. So I just hope that, you know, this episode really reaches somebody or touches somebody, because I feel like as women, a lot of times we give our power to so many things we shouldn't. You know, we blame ourselves. We beat ourselves up like, well, if I had to dress... Stop, Madison. Stop. We think to ourselves, if I had to dress differently, or maybe if I had done this differently, he would still be here. And the reality is, no matter what you could have done, he would have left anyway, because that's just how people are. You can change your looks, change your hair, change your nails, change whatever you want to change about yourself. Nothing would have kept that man, because his mind was already made up that he was going to leave anyway. You can say, I should have done this different or said that differently, but if this man didn't really want to stay, he was going to leave regardless. So you got to think the right person is going to stay no matter what. And I'm just learning that. And I'm learning that I'm not going to keep giving my power to people who don't deserve it, or people or anything that doesn't deserve it, because it's not healthy. And like I said, guys, thank you for listening, because I need to talk about this, because this is something that was bugging me. But you know what? I'm not going to stress over that person not texting me. I'm not going to stress over that person not calling me. I'm not going to stress over what was said or what wasn't said. Because at the end of the day, if they want to be in my life, they'll be here. And if they don't, then they'll go. And I have no control over that. And I don't want to worry about it. I don't want to give that person any more power than I already have today. So with that being said, you know, I'm going to live my life and keep enjoying the things that make me happy. And you know what? In due time, the right person will find me. But until then, I'm just enjoy being single and enjoy loving on myself. And as usual, I'll keep you guys updated on my dating life and whatever happens in my life, because I always do. But until then, I am no longer giving anyone my power. And I want all you listening to do the same thing. Do not give your power to anyone. No man, no friends, no nothing. Enjoy your life. Don't stress over if someone leaves your life, because at the end of the day, it's usually, like my therapist said, it's something in them, nothing you did wrong. And move on with your life, because it's like a billion people in the world. Your man is out there somewhere. And just don't give your power to the wrong things. Don't give your energy to the wrong people or things, you know. And just realize life is short. People are dying every day. Don't stress over the little things. And I really hope this touched someone, I hope, because it touched me, and I'm the one that's venting about it and talking about it, and it really made me open my eyes to, like, things that I just want to do differently when I'm talking or dating somebody. Like, the next person that I do really, really like and bring into my life, I will definitely not put my past onto them. I will definitely not stress so much about if they're leaving my life or what are they going to do. I'm definitely just going to focus on the happy part of that relationship and not any negative parts. And moving forward, that's how I'm going to move in a positive light, not bringing them all that negativity. I'm not bringing my baggage with me. I'm going to throw it in a dumpster and leave it there, and I'm going to let somebody else pick it up, because I'm done dragging my garbage into every relationship. I'm done feeling like other people should pay for something that someone else did. Like, that's something that is not okay. And, you know, it's time for me to get over it. It's time for me to heal and allow myself to be happy, truly, truly happy. And I have to let it go. And tonight I'm going to do that. And so I encourage anyone listening to let go of their past and move forward. Let it go. It doesn't help you any. It just makes you sicker. It doesn't help you. Carrying all this baggage for years hasn't helped me. It's made me sick, and I think it's actually added to my depression, because I was carrying this baggage with me. And I blame myself for so long with the situation with my ex too, because I kept feeling like that was my fault. What could I have done differently? I was having dreams about him and feeling guilty. And then looking back, I'm like, Sherelle, it wasn't your fault. It ended. It's over. Move on. It's nothing you could have done differently. Life happens. And so I don't know, guys, but all you can do is just move forward, you know. That's all you can do, and live your life and live the best life that you have, and life will happen the way it's supposed to. That's all I can say. But I'm not giving my power up anymore, and I'm definitely done carrying my baggage, because it's too heavy. And I'm gonna get my happiness one day. I'm gonna get my king, and I'm gonna get everything that I deserve. And I'm letting go tonight. I'm letting go. And to anyone listening, I want you to let go with me. Let go, be happy, and live your best life. Okay? Let go. It's not worth it. Let it go, please. Because I want you guys listening to be happy. I genuinely love each and every one of you that listen to me and that support me. I really do. And I want you all to be happy and live the best life that you can. And I don't want anyone to feel sad. So moving forward, I'm just hoping that, you know, things will be different and better for all of us, you guys. And I'll keep you guys updated, but as you see, the noise in my background is getting loud. My daughter's in here. You hear my mom's voice. It's time for me to end this. But peace and love, you guys. And I hope someone, like I said, this helps you, because today we're letting go. Letting go and moving on. No more giving our power away. We have a...